You're listening to SBS News.
Calvin Peres-Chong never thought he'd be playing basketball in Darwin. The brother of Geelong Football Club's Brandon Parfitt thought it didn't fit with the family's football legacy.
I reckon he'd like to me to play for the Cats with him, alongside him, but I think he'd hate me if I wanted to play basketball.
Indigenous Australian basketballers are underrepresented at the elite level, with only 3 Indigenous men playing in the National Basketball League, while the AFL boasts 87 and the NRL 58. In the Women's National Basketball League, there are only 5 Indigenous players, compared to 22 in the Women's AFL and 13 in Women's NRL. Peres-Chong says he loves football, but the Indigenous Community Basketball League has provided an alternative path if he decides to choose it.
Yeah, I'd like to see where my skills can go, and hopefully I could probably go all the way, but it's just a matter of time.
The program is a collaboration between the National Basketball Association and NBA champion Patty Mills. It hopes to connect with 1,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids from Cairns, Thursday Island, Logan, Dubbo, Woodville in South Australia, Alice Springs, Darwin and Perth. Mr. Mills says it's an important program to ensure pathways for the next generation.
You can still be proud of who you are as an Aboriginal or a Torres Strait Islander boy or girl and still succeed in things. And I think for me, that's the one constant that's been powerful in my success.
And as players stormed courts across the country at the weekend, many agreed with Patty Mills. Player Yvonne Rankin says they've never seen anything like this tournament.
Having an opportunity like this is exciting.
The league's Darwin regional coordinator Timmy Duggan says it's a launchpad for an international career.
We're creating these resources for these young people, so they're to eliminate a lot of these barriers.
Ambassadors for the program hope this is just the beginning, with talks of extending the program from able-bodied into wheelchair basketball on their agenda in the future.
You know, you've got to start somewhere, and this is a really good stepping stone to start at. And just excited to see how the tournament looks.
The competition runs over 6 weeks before the semi-final and grand final in late March. Anita Bolle, SBS News. We'll be right back.